Divorce can make belonging feel uncertain. You may wonder where you fit now. You may feel awkward at church. You may not know which friends are still safe. Family gatherings may feel different. Social invitations may change. You may notice people avoiding the topic, choosing sides, asking painful questions, or offering quick advice. Even when people are kind, you may feel exposed. Rejection can become one of the deepest wounds of divorce. Sometimes rejection was part of the marriage. Sometimes it came during the separation. Sometimes it came from friends, family, church, or the legal process. Sometimes it is internal. You may reject yourself before anyone else does. But rejection is not the same as identity. Jesus understands rejection. He was misunderstood, falsely accused, abandoned, and wounded. John 1 says he came to his own and his own did not receive him. Yet rejection did not change who he was. He remained the beloved Son of the Father. Because you belong to Christ, your deepest identity is not decided by who stayed, who left, who approved, who misunderstood, or who changed the social circle. Romans 8:31 asks, "If God is for us, who is against us?" Later, Romans 8 declares that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That does not mean human rejection does not hurt. It does hurt. It may need to be grieved. It may require boundaries. It may change where you worship, who you trust, or how you participate in community for a season. But rejection does not have the authority to rename you. This is also where wisdom is needed. Belonging in Christ does not mean every community is safe. It does not mean every friendship should continue. It does not mean you owe everyone your story. It does not mean you must return to a painful setting before you are ready. Healthy belonging is truthful, safe, humble, and wise. You may need a smaller circle for now, one trusted friend, one pastor, one counselor, one support group, one mature Christian, one place where you can be received without being interrogated. That is enough to begin. Colossians 3 says your life is hidden with Christ in God. That is a deep belonging. Even when your social world feels rearranged, your life is held in Christ. Your reflection question is this: where has belonging become difficult, painful, or confusing? Your gentle next step is to identify one trustworthy person or Christian setting where you can take a small step toward safe connection.